Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, the thing act like I didn't want to click off. Welcome to Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 3:01 on the West Coast and 6:01 on the East Coast. Well, again, welcome from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. We're so glad that you're here. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And we thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, my co-host. Time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and their gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, which we do daily, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we can accommodate your time frame. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. All right, now let me bring my co-host in, Miss Nina. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, Lannis. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. It's, I guess it's football day today down there, isn't it?
Yeah,
Super Bowl. Hey, Lannis,
yeah.
Just because your team is there doesn't mean you can't be excited. It's still football.
Well, I hope the Eagles win because I'm tired of Tom Brady. They've been there about 5 or 6 times, so I hope that the Eagles win, but I'm not interested in watching the game, so you're right.
There's lots of parties going on, so enjoy yourself, and please remember, don't drink and drive. Have a designated driver or phone a cab or Uber, whatever you've got in your area. But please don't drink and drive. Other than that, it's bitterly cold up here in Edmonton again, still, whatever you want to say. And it's not very nice, and because of it, there's lots of sicknesses going around. So, ladies and gentlemen, in Canada and the U.S., if you have not got your flu shot yet, please do so. Protect the rest of us. I don't like getting sick, and I've got my flu shot. I take my vitamins every day. But dang, come on, folks. Protect us. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
I have a couple of birthday announcements. Our Holly's birthday is on the 6th, which I believe is Tuesday. So happy birthday, my Holly friend. I don't know if you're listening or able to listen right now. I know you had an appointment this afternoon, but yeah, happy birthday, Holly. You'll be hearing. And on the 10th, which is next Saturday, it will be my mom in heaven's birthday. She's been up in heaven an awful long time, but I remember. So happy birthday.
Right. Nope. Oh yeah, I do have two birthdays. I take that back. Sister Teresa, one of our regulars, her birthday was on Thursday, and then my niece Cheryl Berry, her birthday is coming up. So happy birthday, Cheryl, and happy birthday, Sister Teresa. And that's about it. Also, notation, because we had two full moons in January, we don't have a full moon for February, but we do have a new moon, so you might want to write this down. It's February the 15th, right after Valentine's Day, the new moon begins.
Right when I'm going to Jasper, Lena.
Oh, well, it might be a good thing. You'll probably really enjoy new beginning, new adventure. Yeah. It's something really good there. Well, also, Nina, I don't know if you have any other announcements. I also want to read, because it's the first of the month, of course, the horoscopes for February. But do you have any other announcements before I begin this?
No, nothing else. Just like a reminder to remind everyone, yes, this last full moon was a doozy, and the effects are still being felt to some extent now. Because it was a full moon, a blue moon, a red moon, and a lunar
and
eclipse.
An eclipse. Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty powerful. I know Lennis and I were both quite sick on Wednesday from it.
Yes.
So, just a reminder that people's tempers and stuff are a little bit short right now. So try and stay as positive as you can. I think the next little while, up into the new moon, the effects could still be felt. So keep that in mind, folks. That's it for me, Lennis.
Yes. Thank you. And just to reiterate, too, please wear a mask when you go outside. Only because I'm reiterating what Nina was saying earlier about being sick. I'm fighting it, and she's been fighting it, too. We don't want the flu bug. We really don't. Okay, well, February is also Valentine's Day, and it's also Black History Month. So we are going to celebrate Valentine's Day on the horoscope. The theme is romance. Okay, well, if you're ready, we shall begin. So these are your February horoscopes for 2018, and as I said, the theme is romance. So for Aries, this will be a very interesting month. Problems will cause you to shut down emotionally, but not letting on what is really going on inside will make the pressure build. Loosen up. You'll find that love is everywhere. Taurus, you will want to walk away from or forget a painful relationship, but won't be able to. Gemini, expect an impasse. A lover is not going to act or call as expected and is going to annoy you because you will feel that it was thoughtless, inconsiderate, or irresponsible. Cancer, you will be in a romantic or flirtatious mood, and life will offer several opportunities for romance, Cancer. But those who try to exercise a claim will have to compete with stiff competition, your work, and your ideal lover. Leo, an admirer or sweetheart will suddenly appear, and very passionate love affair or romance is in store. Or could be an enigma will be solved, and you will know how much someone has been thinking of you or how much they really care. Virgo, you'll be separated from the one you love and feel that the most important thing about your life is gone and can never be replaced. Libra, dwelling on the past only causes pain, so you'll release it and let it go. This could concern someone who's in a legal or law enforcement profession. Scorpio, many social opportunities will come your way, or someone will enter your life in whom you will be very interested, a professional type person. And you will meet this person very close to your home, Scorpio, if not outside your front door. Sagittarius, you will feel that you and your lover are not going to get together, or even if you did, it would just be a superficial relationship with no real depth or giving of oneself. Capricorn, how do I handle this? Will be the issue concerning a romantic interest, and because you will meet it with a sense of responsibility for your actions, you will feel very good about yourself, whether your relationship has a future or not. Aquarius, you're going to meet or be attracted to a very unusual or striking person who will be just as interested in you, Aquarius. Pisces, you will be anxious about how things will turn out in the future, but hope that they will. However, involvement will be slow. That is your horoscope. Like I said, the theme was romance for February 2018. This is posted on our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And I also want to tell you, when you go over there, it's under blog news. So that's where you want to go for the horoscope. Go under blog news. You'll also see a health and wellness. When's the last time that you checked your blood pressure? Do you know which one is normal or was high, your pulse, your temperature? I mean, these are things that are very important. Do you know about your blood group compatibility? So I've listed all this on there as health and wellness just to check it out, and I think it'll be good. And also behind that article is some of the things Nina and I have talked about as far as the total eclipse and the super moon that we just experience. Also about the Superman, how it affects your horoscope is also on the same page. So do go, take your time, look through and read, and I'm sure that you will enjoy. Okay, now back to the show. Nina, is there anything else, or should we begin?
I can't think of anything else other than to remind everyone, please be positive. I know some of you are probably feeling, maybe you're not feeling positive about your life, but you know what? Turn those feelings around and try to find something positive, please and thank you. It will make a difference, I promise you. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. So true. Okay, well, our first caller is area code 816. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, young lady. And what can we answer for you today?
Well, basically, someone that I met last year has, I guess, come back, and we've been communicating and flirting and, like, all that good stuff. And things never ended with us badly or on, you know, bad terms or anything. And I just kind of want to know what you guys see there, like what you pick up.
Pick up now. Okay. What's his first name?
Jamie.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of cute, Jessica and Jamie. I like that. Cute names together. Okay. Let's see what's going on with Jamie. I got a little bit of a pain going down my nose. I don't know why. It stopped now. Let's see, Jamie. Can you go where it's quiet? Because I'm being interrupted talking to the angels. Where it's a little bit more quieter. Okay, thank you.
I turned it on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm getting a headache from Jamie. What's up with this guy? Huh. How interested is Jamie in you? I mean, I know you said you two are back together and you're having a relationship, but, I mean, how interested is he in you? Does it seem like a long-term relationship or...
No, we're not having a relationship right now. We've just started communicating again. And like I said, last year, like when we met, like we just had like kind of like a brief encounter type of situation and things never ended badly. and he, like, we've both been flirting with each other and, you know, he's even wanted to get together, but I was busy that day and I'm not sure,
Does he have a child? Because I see a little girl. Does he have a
child? I have a little girl.
You have a little girl. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
Yes.
I picked up something as well. He's there's something that he's got hidden. It's almost borderline lie. Yeah. He's a good guy, though. I have picked up that, but there is something that he's hiding. I'm not sure what it is.
I know what it is, and I just, part of me doesn't want to say it because I'm afraid of judgment, but since we stopped talking, he is in a relationship right now. And
that's what
I'm
torn. Yeah, go ahead.
He told me, he's like, I've never, you know, been unfaithful in a relationship. And he's just like, he just was just saying it's hard for him to not want to get involved with me, but he's never been unfaithful. And then on the other hand, I'm like, I've never wanted somebody who's in a relationship as bad, like, as I want you, but also I don't want to mess up or ruin something you have going on. So that's where I'm just conflicted. And things have not gone any further than that. Like he has wanted to get together, but it never happened because, like I said, I was busy. But I just don't want to ruin something that
Jessica,
he has going on, and I just don't.
Yeah, what I'm picking up okay, is coming in really clear now. Do not get involved with him unless he's finished with that relationship.
Thank you. You beat me to it, Nina. I was just getting ready to tell her that. Go ahead. I'll just wait, let you go ahead and tell her, because I was getting ready to say the same darn thing. Go ahead.
It's not worth it for you and anybody that would cheat. I'm just going to say it, cheat on anybody else. What's to stop them from doing the same to you? So you tell him, okay,
right.
You've never cheated before. I'm not going to be the first time. So if you want a relationship with me or to go out with me, then you have to end the previous relationship.
Yeah.
You can't let yourself get caught up in something like that. That's just, it's not good for you and it's not good for your little girl.
Right. And then at the same time, I'm not sure what I want from him. All I know is, and I'm 29 years old. I'm not going to lie here. I'm just very sexually attracted to him, but I don't, if he has a relationship and that stuff with somebody else, then I think he should keep that because, you know.
Jamie, you got a really good, Lord have mercy. Jessica, you've got a really good head on your shoulders because you've thought about it, you know, going and coming.
Yes.
And I thank you for that. God bless you for that you see the situation. But me and Nina both see that he's loyal to this woman, and I see a child, and it's not you. There's a child there. There's a 3-year-old little girl there. Now, you've got a daughter, too, but I picked that up from him and this woman. But he's right. He is loyal to her. And Nina was right in saying that if he got with you, he'd be cheating, you know. So, yes, please, you know, be friends. Hey, nothing wrong with that, being friends, you know. But make it clear to him.
But he's loyal to her, but he would be cheating on me?
No. He'd be cheating on both of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if he was to decide to take up a relationship with you, he's going to be cheating on both of you, because let's face it, if he hasn't given up the first relationship and then he starts one with you, what does that make you?
Exactly. So he doesn't have any kids, but you're saying that you see him having a child?
I picked up a 3-year-old little girl with this relationship he's with now. Now, it may not be his child. It could be just hers, you know, and they got together. Women do that. That's no big thing. You know, it may not be his child. In fact, I'm not really picking up that it is his child, but I see a 3-year-old little girl. But he is loyal to her.
Yeah, I don't have kids, and he doesn't have kids, so I don't know where.
Okay, so maybe it's her.
She has no kids.
Okay, well, there is a child there. I don't know where the child came from, but there is a child there within that relationship. Maybe it's a niece or a cousin or whatever, but I see a 3-year-old little girl. But I don't see it from you. I see it from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Maybe it's, you know, it could be a little girl that they like. It could be a niece or something. Maybe your sister or brother has a child that they become attached to.
Jessica, okay. I do see him being
Sorry, what were you saying?
I see him being a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want more than that, I think you should just look elsewhere.
Well, that I'm also conflicted with being friends with him because he will say and like do things that are not appropriate for somebody who's in a relationship. So it's hard to be friends with him at the same time. So I'm not.
Well, walk away, girlfriend.
Okay.
Because if he can't do that, yeah, walk away before you get hurt.
Yeah, we're looking out for you, Jessica, not him. I mean, no offense against the guy, but we're looking out for you and your happiness and safety and stuff. So, yeah. If he can't be friends without it becoming a sexual or something like that, then, you know, tell him, sorry, I'm not the one. You know, because what you want the total man, spiritually, mentally, and physically. You don't want to be sharing a man with another woman. And you don't want to be the cause of a problem in another relationship. That's bad karma. So, no, you got a good head on your shoulders. Just tell him, you know, if we can be friends objectively, hey, how you doing? God bless, blah, 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 fine. If he's saying, well, you know, could we get together, have dinner or something, and, you know, end up at your house and you have sex, now there's going to be problems.
Right.
Yeah.
If he does end things with her, do you see things working out?
Well, until he makes up his mind to leave that relationship, regardless of what I see, it's up to him, right, and her.
Right.
So I don't want you hanging on, hopefully, that the relationship will end in a month or something or 2 weeks and you and him can get together. No, you go ahead and do for Jessica what makes Jessica happy. You're a young lady, you're a beautiful person and beautiful heart. Do what's going to make you happy. And sharing another man is not making you happy. It's just going to make you a bitter woman. So
no,
go
for
the
sure.
one that's single,
that's,
yeah.
That's exactly why I'm not doing it. But I was just curious to see, like, you know, what would play out.
No, you're better than that. Come on, girl. You're Star Trek and he's Gunsmoke. Come on. Yeah.
He going
but
to
I'm glad you
people?
Called an ass, though.
What was that, Jessica?
Is he going to stay faithful to her? Like,
he won't if he becomes in a relationship with you. As Nina told you earlier, he'll be cheating on both of you, going back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's not you, girlfriend. You know, you
no.
might have been friends and had a relationship in the past, knew each other, whatever, but sometimes some things need to be left in the past. You agree? Some things don't need to be brought forward again. You need to leave it where it lied, where there. You were in good standing, good, leave it there. You know, it's like, no,
right.
I've moved on to other things.
Right.
Know? Like Nina said, when he gets to be single and he's through with the relationship, go for it. I'm the first one to tell you, go for it. But until that happens, you live for Jessica. Make Jessica happy.
Right. Yeah.
All
and I've
right.
already been known to him, like, if this is, like, against my morals. So he knows. And he's, you know, made it known to me that he's not used to, you know. He doesn't normally. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
Okay. Well, we're going to be wishing you the very best, young lady, and you got a good head on your shoulders. Continue listening to Jessica.
All righty.
Okay.
You.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. All right. Next caller, area code 631. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm okay. I was wondering, do you ever see anyone come into my life or I'm going to be alone forever?
Oh, my God. Nobody's alone. Stop it. We're never alone. You got angels right there with you. Come on. We're never alone. Okay, what do you want to know? Romance? What man is going to be
romance,
coming up in your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not involved with anybody right now, correct?
Nope.
Okay. Before I go, I'm getting a little bit of a headache on the left-hand side of my head, right by the temple, before I could begin to ask. Are you going through anything right now?
What do you mean?
Well, like, as far as wanting to be in a relationship, are you a little hesitant or reluctant? Like, in one way,
no,
you
I
want a relationship,
want.
A companionship.
Yeah, both. No, I'm looking to get married down the road.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure that your attitude and everything is fine. Because like I said, before I went there to ask the angels, I was getting a headache off of you. So that's a, you know, are you sure what you're ready to settle down and, like you say, get married and be with someone. Okay.
Well, first I have to date them. So I'm trying to even get some date, like get somebody just to date, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now they're showing me somebody that's flippant. I don't understand. What is that, angels? I don't understand that, that's flippant. That means, to me, arrogant. Okay, now they're bringing me back to you. There's something within you, Susan, that you need to get clear. Because they brought me right back to you. I'm asking about a man, but they were like flippant, blah, 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 these adjectives, and they brought me back to you. Now I'm standing in front of you right now. What am I missing here? There's something I'm missing. You're asking a question about love and romance, but I'm missing something. Nina, are you picking up anything?
No, not really. I'm just meeting people who, you know, they could care less if they want to meet somebody or whatever. I'm online. I'm just, you know, I want to meet somebody at the grocery store or whatever. I'm just getting fed up with not meeting people who, I don't know, where I'm attracted to them, they're attracted to me, they want to have a date, they have time, and everything else is important except for me.
Okay. Okay. They're showing me now a man that, and he's thick, not obese now, but he's a thick gentleman, and he stands about 6 feet tall. I say he's a garbage man. He's a garbage man. He's thick and tall. Makes good money. Now, it doesn't matter. Garbage men do. They get paid very well. People would be surprised how much money they make. But anyway, he's a garbage man. Now, I don't know how you do your garbage, if you go outside your house or apartment or whatever, when it's pickup day or whatever, but I see this guy, and he's tall, thick. He's not bad looking, but that's what he does for a living. You know, every week as they go through the neighborhoods and stuff. He's single, been divorced for years. Kids are grown. There's no children around. They're either grown or he didn't have, no, he had kids. They're grown. They're grown. Yeah. How are you going to meet him? Only thing I could say, you meet him if you just happen to be outside and putting some more garbage in the can or something, and they're picking up, and you see him. What are you picking up, Miss Nina? Hello.
I'm here. I'm just trying to figure out how to say this. Suzanne, have you ever written down exactly what you want in a partner?
Yes. Yes.
And where is this list?
Oh, I put it in my drawer once, put it in my bed. I've heard to do that before.
Okay. I think you need to review it. That's what I'm picking up. Also, I'm picking up you kind of have an attitude. Do you have that attitude when you're dating?
Not at all. Not at all. I went on a date Thursday. It was nice, everything. And then he was like, oh, he slept till, it was supposed to go out to lunch today at 1, but he slept till 11:30. Then he didn't even call me till 11:30. Then he had to go do errands and blah, 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 blah. You know, I want to just be, you know, respected and say, okay, you know, called. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My headache is coming off of you. Now I know it's you. Yeah. Go back and review the list that you want, because I think your criteria may be a little bit too high.
Also,
too high? We were supposed to have lunch at 1 o'clock, and he said he had errands to do, and he didn't know when he was going to make it.
Suzanne?
Yes.
We are all human. If he has slept in, maybe he was really tired, right? Maybe he is being honest with you. Maybe you should take it that way, as his him being honest with you. And
no, he didn't
say
he was tired. He just said he woke up. We were supposed to have lunch at 1, and he didn't even call me till 11:30. And then he said, oh, besides being tired, he had errands, and he didn't know when we were going to get together.
Well, he's being honest with you, and he phoned you before 1 o'clock.
He didn't phone me.
Yes,
well,
he sure
no,
did.
I had to text him. He didn't phone me.
Oh, you called him?
He said at 9 o'clock last night, we're going to get together at 1. I didn't hear from him. It was like 11:30 and stuff. We were supposed to meet. He wasn't picking me up or anything. I didn't even know we were going to meet or anything.
Okay, but you said at 11:30 he called you.
No,
did I misunderstand something?
Him. No, I texted him, and he says, oh, I just got up, but I have errands to do.
Okay, so I don't know about the rest of the world, but I work Monday to Friday. My errands are done on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
If I get up late, that means I have to put something else off. So maybe that's all that happened. Maybe you shouldn't be angry with him.
I'm not angry with him. No, I never mind. I guess maybe you're married or something in the dating world, but if you have plans and you're just going on a second date, you should call a person and say, hey, listen, I'm running a little late. Can we make it later? I'm sorry, but you don't make me call and then just say you're doing errands. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well. Okay,
no, if you,
well, if he hadn't called, I understand that you text him, but if you haven't heard from the person the next day, I would at least give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe something did come up, and like Dina said, maybe he's being honest with you and telling you, even though that you text him. But if you haven't heard from him the following day and you only have one date, why put that pressure on yourself? Just say, okay, evidently I wasn't the person that he was looking for or wanted to be with.
No, he
and
asked
move
me
on.
To go out to dinner today. I didn't ask him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And last night he says, oh, you want to get together, but I'm busy. Meet me at 10 o'clock at night for a drink. And I didn't feel like going out at 10 o'clock running for a drink somewhere. He could have made it 6, 7. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I got. I haven't got anything else. Nina, did you pick up anything else?
No, I just have a headache. That's all.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Susan. Thank you for calling. Wish you the best, my dear. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. If you don't want to call in, you can go into the chat room, and Miss Nina will answer your questions in there as well. Okay. Well, yes, ma'am.
I would just like to say that Anna is in the chat room with me. So there's two of us to answer your questions if you happen to want a question answered in the chat room.
All right. Well, thank you, Anna, for coming in. We always appreciate it. Such a treat. So thank you. All righty. Well, our next call is area code 925. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today. I just had a little bit of a revelation earlier with the last caller. I am a garbage man, and I am looking for love, too. So that was pretty ironic.
Oh, my God. You got my skin going. Oh. Woo, Dan, don't. This is creepy.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
wow.
I was pretty creeped out, too, you know?
Wow. Okay. But you and Suzanne don't live in the same state, which is, you know, well, probably just as well, though. But anyway, okay, Dan, so what is your question today for me and Miss Nina?
I was just wanting to know what you thought on the racial issues in America, like with niggers.
Nope. Goodbye. That's not acceptable.
Please don't call in if you're going to be ignorant. We don't accept that. No racial slurs, no cursing, none of that. So please don't call in. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Just so you know, your number has been recorded. We will be getting hold of Blog Talk, and you will be blocked.
Okay, now you know. Okay, next call, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who is this?
Hi, Nina. This is Patricia from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
Hi, Patricia.
Finding you. Hi.
Hi. I had wanted to find out something. I've been dealing with karmic stuff. Told me that I'm going through a dark night of the soul type of experiences, and it's just been truly difficult. I want to find out. I learned in 2016 I had some past life karmic relationship with some man here. Musician, a teacher here, and I'm going to shorten this as best I can.
Okay.
He was I was told in that lifetime, well, we had several, and that he was very manipulative and controlling and a smoother. He liked using and manipulating people, especially women. I got that a bit. I wasn't totally grounded in 2016. I was finding myself. He was in my mind constantly, and I was going to, you know, wherever he would be performing around the community, and I just got grounded, and I stopped it. He doesn't know any of this, and as I talked to, gotten many readings and talked to various readers, but they all concur the same thing, that he's into some type of voodoo or black magic or something. Of course, this, you know, he's supposed to be this happily married Catholic, you know, man. And it looks like I was chasing this old man because he's in his 70s, and I don't do that, and I don't chase young men either. And anyway, I got control of myself and got grounded, but he's still, you know, trying to connect to me. And I need to find out how to really, and with this karmic stuff going on, and I believe he's just nothing but a distraction. He doesn't care about me. He just wanted sex. He has a sick wife, and their marriage is probably, you know, in some type of problems, and it's not my concern. But the way that he manipulated and used me, you know, that was disappointing. But I need to really, with this, while I'm going through this karmic stuff, And then with him, you know, what, I mean, what does he want? I mean, he has to know that I'm not going to be bothered with him. And then, you know, and, you know, and then I'm trying to, I'm working on me.
Well, continue to work on you. Surround yourself with light. Get some crystals, some quartz crystals, and keep them with you. I would suggest you have two or three. And keep them with you. If you happen to find the pure quartz crystals with the points on them, put them in the four corners of your bedroom with the point pointing in towards your bedroom. That will help protect you. So, Lannis and sea salt in stores. Also carry maybe a little of sea salt on you.
And yeah, I've been doing that.
Okay,
you
but if you
good
have...
Good girl, good woman. Go ahead.
Have a problem with seeing the white light, light a candle and use the light from the candle to surround you and visualize that way, and keep that up for a while. I will be praying for you. This guy is just trying to manipulate you. That's all he wants.
Yeah, I mean, he just wants to get laid, you know.
And you don't want any part of that. So you go back to being Patricia and doing the things that make Patricia happy and ignore this SOB.
Hello?
And just ignore the... Ignore
you went
him.
Out, Nina.
Huh?
Yeah, repeat
out.
It. You went out. We didn't hear you. For some reason, you went out and it got quiet. Go ahead. Finish telling her because we're both listening.
And just ignore the son of a bitch. I'm not even going to use initials anymore. He doesn't deserve them. He doesn't deserve any attention whatsoever. So just go on being Patricia and do things that make Patricia happy.
Okay, can you tell me how much more cleansing of this karmic that I'm being cleansing out of my life? And, you know, and I know that I'm being prepared, you know, to with my life's mission and, you know, just, I'm so deserving of, you know, a new life, period. But how much longer?
Well, Patricia, there's no answer to that because once you clean out this, there's always more. So what you just have to do is just be diligent in making sure that you are leading the life that you should be leading and just continue on your way. You're always going to have bad energy. There's always going to be bad energy. There is with all of us. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So be positive as you can be. Be the best person you can be, and that's all you can do.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And you've deleted that guy out of your life, right? I mean, he does not exist in your life. That's why Nina is telling you to do all this positive stuff. And that
right.
It keeps him out of you. Yeah, away from you.
Yeah.
And also, I would suggest you put a line of sea salt across your front door and then put your welcome mat on top of it where it cannot be seen. And this will also reflect of no negativity coming in your domain.
I can do that. It's not my apartment. I haven't moved yet. I'm still in that same toxic place. So it's I've been working on it, and it's, you know, applying with the jobs, and it's that's what I'm saying. This karmic is just really affecting me in many ways.
It's not karma. It's not karmic.
Okay.
It's just the way things are. And you just have to, like I said, go on with your life, find something positive, even in the negative things around you. And that will help boost things and increase the positive energy coming towards you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're
welcome, Patricia. And don't forget to check on our website, too, because there's a lot of information in there under blog news. There's even a 24 DNA prayer. You know, pump your DNA up a little bit in your body. You know,
and
I said, in prayers too. Yeah. And I wrote you down to pray for you as well.
Okay. So you say your website or Blog Talk?
No. On our website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to blog news, and as you scroll down, you'll see different things, you know, that I think it'll help you. You know, just read through it and see.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. Great. All right.
Well, okay.
Thank
well,
you
thank
very
you,
much,
Patricia,
and
for
evening.
Calling, and we'll be praying for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. You too. Have
Lena?
A wonderful week. Yes, ma'am.
That next caller is that Dan person again. So if you want to take it, that's fine. But just, Dan, be prepared that I will disconnect you if you start off like that again.
Oh, he's already disconnected. No. There's no way. He's disconnected. I'm not letting anybody in with racial slurs like that. Not back in this show. He can go to another show, but not here. Okay. So, Patricia down for prayer. Okay, so lines are open right now. If anybody wants to call in, you got about 5 minutes. You can sure call in at 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we're just waiting and ready to answer some questions. The only thing we ask, please do not come in with derogatory remarks, racial epitaphs, and negative
and nothing,
energy. Go
and
ahead.
Nothing political either. I don't want to hear any of that stuff.
Yeah, we definitely don't do political. Not on this show. I don't know about other shows, but on Psychic Readings, we don't do political. So, anyway. Well, there's not too much. We don't have another caller. There's not too much more that I can say. Nina, anything to...
I don't have anything else either. It's just that it's unfortunate that we had to have that caller on and he got through. Just a reminder that if you do call and you do any of the things that we've asked you not to do, I will report you to Blog Talk. I have no problems doing that. And they will block you. So if you want to call in and talk to us and be pleasant, oh, we're more than willing to be pleasant back, but we're not going to take any of this negative energy from anybody.
No. Definitely not. We're all about positive and the love. Number one, we're about the love. So, yes, ma'am. Well, Ms. Neat, I don't know about you, but there's not another caller coming in. I'm ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up for this week. I would like to thank everybody that's called in. A special thanks to Anna for joining me in the chat room. That was most enjoyable. We didn't get to talk much, but that's okay. For the callers that called in today, I hope you're able to solve your problems. Remember, positivity goes a long way.
Yes, ma'am, it sure does. And me too. I want to thank you too for the folks around the world that are listening to the show, as well as Nina stated in the chat room and on the phone. We do appreciate you and we do love you. Like I say, if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And if we say that we're praying for you, we are doing that too. You know, certain callers, we don't mind doing that. So, anyway. But we hope that you have a good week. It's just, the second week of February. So, people that have birthdays, again, happy birthday to everybody and happy birthday to all the people. I think it's Aquarius, yes, and hope that you're having a good month. With that, Miss Nina, I'll let you close it out, and we're out.
Good night, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we will see you next Sunday.
All right, and I'm out. Good night, everybody.
Hi, good night, Lena.
Okay, good night. Oh, that's the wrong one.
Si li vivrò con te. Ah.
closing song for psychic readings. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button, y'all.